The authorities should communicate and negotiate with chambers of commerce, professional organizations, and financial institutions on how to allocate the places for the cross-border business travel quota, but they should not hand initiative to others. Seeking assistance from chambers of commerce and other industries may help them understand whether applicants in different industries need the places. However, if the government is too reliant on them as certification agencies and allows them to approve the applications effectively, disputes will easily arise. If places for cross-border business travel are monopolized by large enterprises for a long time, so much so that small and medium enterprises lack them constantly, the fairness of the entire allocation system could easily be questioned. Thanks for listening to this Ming Pao's editorial brought to you by Carol Webster, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC, Poly U.